how many times have we heard somebody getting scammed out of thousands of dollars in the news?
Oh, a lot. Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
So sad.
But what if
it's pretty funny?
Okay.
What if these internet scammers, though, were just completely honest with what they wanted from you?
Like, they just wrote you and said, hey, I'd like to take some of your money. Like, yeah. What are you thinking?
Like, what would that look like?
You've got mail.
Oh, got something in my inbox.
It looks like.
Hi, Jeff. I wanted to tell you that I'm Prince Dumash IV from the kingdom of Butanjani, but really my name's Rick from Detroit. And I really need you to send me $450 to cover the rest of my enlargement surgery. It's not going to save my life or anything. I just have an inferiority complex. And I'm hoping to take advantage of your generosity. Send me your credit card info and social security number. I promise to not be responsible with it. Oh, that's signed Rick. Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Refreshing.
You know?
I think I'd actually pay for that guy's enlargement if he asked that
way.
No, I wouldn't.
Unfortunately, not all scammers are as honest as Rick from Detroit.
Oh, shocking.
A lot of them make up crazy elaborate lies to trick you into sending them cash, and I would think most people under age 70 should be able to identify a scam right when they see one.
They don't,
though.
I mean, I just think people want to believe the best in others, and
I feel like it's the same with catfishing. Like, you want to believe like, so much.
Well, apparently the higher-ups at our company have zero confidence in us.
Oh, no!
What? Did they scam us?
Well, recently they sent all the employees out an email to take a phishing scam test.
Yeah.
Did you guys do this?
I delete all the company emails.
Yeah. You didn't take it.
I'm not falling for anything.
All the employees are required to do this.
Nah.
Yeah, I
failed. Okay, I think that is scamming you into taking it, and then if you don't take it, then
you
totally mastered it.
This is perfect, because then we can do it right here on the show.
All right.
Nice. So basically, they sent an online quiz with a big list of messages, and you had to determine which ones were legit and which ones were scams.
We really had to do this?
Yeah, and after going through it, they must assume we're really dumb.
Okay.
Because let me go over a few of them. I'm just going to read you the first line of this one.
Okay.
It says, hi, sir, I'm in a hospital in Dubai. Right there, I'm thinking legit.
No.
Oh, is that what you're thinking?
I'm already reaching for my wallet as soon as I read that.
I'm reporting it right away.
But let's keep going.
Okay.
The next line says, recently my doctor told me I would not last for the next 6 months to my cancer problem. In parentheses, they say cancer of the lever. L-E-V-E-R.
A cancer problem? Like, it's not a small issue,
sir. I'm thinking this could still be legit. I'm 80-20 right now because I know my lever has been acting up a lot.
That's a different lever, sir.
The email goes on to say he's giving away all his money because of the terrifying woman that he married. And then he says, quote, I know what she's capable of. She sold her soul to the devil.
Oh, not her soul. And I hate when I sold my soul.
Look, I may have pretty extreme lever cancer, but I'm really worried about my wife.
Yeah.
That's the death threat right there.
He says, I do not want her to come near my money, spelled M-U-N-Y. The best part is he signs it, regards, John Kelly.
Is that really what the company sent out to test if we would fall for it?
The one that got me that I failed was like...
It was just a picture of a bikini barista. Is that what it was?
No, I wish.
Click for more.
If you want to scam me, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
It was like, your manager needs you with the Zoom meeting. And I was like, what? And then I click it and it's like, you failed. I'm like, man.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about a phishing scam test that our company wants all the employees to complete to determine if these emails seem legit or seem like a scam.
Yeah.
So let's go to the next one.
Okay.
Is this email legit or a fish? It says, you've won $2,000 from OMO. And then they give you a reference number.
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
And it says, in order to claim it, claim is spelled C-L-A-M-E. It says, contact Mrs. Lindy Bottom. And then it gives you a 1-800 number. What do you think, legit or scam?
No.
Miss Lindy Bottom, but obviously it's a scam. I can't believe that the company thinks we would fall for this.
Yeah, with the typos too.
Yes.
That one, you guys are right. That was a scam. Nothing gets by you. Nothing.
Yes.
See, this is why I just delete all company emails.
This next test email says it's from First National Bank.
Okay.
And it has a legit logo of the First National Bank on there too. They start off the email with a big typed out smiley face.
Yeah, that's always how banks send their emails.
I love it when my bank's happy.
And then they follow it with, there's fraudulent activity on your account.
Oh. Yeah.
Good thing they started with that smiley face.
Is that just to ease the pain?
Yeah. Then they go to sideways face. Yeah. Sorry. Smirky.
It goes on to say, please transfer your entire account balance to this digital safe below. They give you a link to click. Once we've secured your regular account, then we'll transfer it all back to you as soon as plausible.
Joke's on you, idiots. I'm in the negative right now.
I feel like the company isn't sending this out to test whether or not we know what a phishing scam is. I think it's just to test who they should fire in the next round of
layoffs.
Right. Like, uh-oh. That person is... No.
Jose,
we can't keep
you
them.
You didn't pass the test.
I didn't pass the one. All you gotta do is tell me my manager needs me, and I'm done.
Yeah. Okay, I think we have time for one more. This email has a subject title that says confidential.
Ooh. Oh, already yeah. You're important in the company if you're getting confidential information.
I'm clicking already, right? Yeah. Away.
It says, hello, employee.
Oh, hello.
That's good.
It says, hope your day is going well. Are you on seat? To collect a payment of $309,000 of your
Whoa,
company's money,
yeah.
Just click here.
Oh, I am so on seat. I am on.
It says, I promise this is not a scam. Oh. I'd appreciate a swift email response. And it's signed, kind regards, CEO.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's how CEOs sign.
Yeah.
They don't even put their name.
Legally, I promise.
Are there people in our company that don't know this is a scam?
I know. I kind of want to know.
That's what I wonder, but there must be. There has to be.
I feel like there should be a public
posting
of who failed these questions,
Ooh, yeah.
just like as a shame board.
Shame them.
Or so yeah. we can get money off of them.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Hit up Linda in accounting.
Yeah, there we go.
She's a real dummy.
Text into 78592. Tell us, what's the worst scam email that you've ever received? Your phone tap's coming up right after this.